Hello. My name is Leslie. Welcome to our podcast featuring excerpts from Dr. Ed's morning briefing, which is produced by our team at Yordani Research. Today's commentary is dated Thursday, March 12, 2020, entitled Fear for All. First, we discuss our outlook for the U.S. economy and stock market. We're cutting our estimates again. The World Health Organization yesterday declared that the COVID-19 viral disease is now officially a pandemic. The resulting pandemic of fear continues to spread and is bound to cause a global recession. Even before the coronavirus outbreak, Germany and Japan were on the brink of recessions. Now Italy is in a recession for sure. China may ease the global pain if in fact its economy is starting to recover from its downturn at the beginning of the year. What can we expect from the U.S. economy? Given the bad news for the travel, entertainment, leisure, and energy industries resulting from the virus fears, initial unemployment claims are likely to move higher soon. Measures of consumer and business confidence are likely to drop sharply soon as well. A recession isn't inevitable, but it certainly is becoming more likely. We'll do our best to keep on top of the many fast-moving parts to the economic and financial outlook. Here are updates on our forecasts for the economy and the markets in light of recent developments. 1. GDP. We are keeping our real GDP growth rate estimate at 1.9% SAR for first quarter, but we are lowering it to 0.0% from 1.5% for second quarter, lowering it to 0.5% from 2.7% for third quarter, and boosting it to 3.5% from 2.3% for fourth quarter, so we are anticipating a growth recession during second quarter and third quarter, followed by recovery during fourth quarter, CYRI economic forecasts. 2. S&P 500 earnings. We aren't changing our estimates for S&P 500 earnings because they remain consistent with our outlook for global economic growth. S&P 500 earnings per share should be flat this year compared to last year, with the following year-over-year quarterly growth rates. First quarter, -5.5%, second quarter, -8.0%, third quarter, 2.0%, and fourth quarter, 7.1%. For next year, we are estimating growth of 7.4%. CYRI S&P 500 earnings forecasts. 3. Recession odds. In Monday's morning briefing, we put the following odds on three alternative scenarios. The good, 65%, the bad, 25%, and the ugly, 10%. The probability of a recession and a bear market, the bad, are increasing for the reasons discussed below. So we are amending the odds to 55%, 30%, and 15%, thus, in effect, putting the odds of a recession at 45%. Why not raise the odds of the ugly scenario by more? We still expect a policy response that will avert the zombie apocalypse. We also expect that, as in 2015, distressed asset funds will resuscitate lots of the recently distressed assets. 4. S&P 500 targets. Joe and I warned earlier this year that the PE-led melt-up in stock prices could be followed by a correction, as the S&P 500 was approaching our year-end target of 3,500, well ahead of schedule. It hit a record high of 3,386.15 on February 19. So far, the 19.0% drop in the S&P 500 was still a severe correction, but it's on the verge of becoming an outright bear. If it becomes one, we think it will be more like the late 1987 bear market than the bear market of 2008 and 2009. However, we are pushing out our 3,500 target to mid-2021. By the end of the year, we are targeting 2,900 instead. The second topic focuses on measures being taken around the world to contain COVID-19. So far, the U.S. has had relatively few cases of COVID-19, however, cases have been reported in 38 states and Washington, D.C. so far, and the number is probably understated because testing for the virus has been limited. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has sent the National Guard to contain the virus outbreak in New Rochelle, where I went to high school. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has advised senior citizens to stockpile food. Public schools and colleges are closing. Both of my college kids have been told to finish their second semester courses online. Local public schools on Long Island, in my neighborhood, have suspended classes after two bus drivers were diagnosed with the virus. New York State and New York City officials openly worried on Tuesday that the coronavirus outbreak could wreak havoc on New York's banking and tourism industries, blowing new holes into their budgets. Overseas, the situation looks grim in Europe, but the worst may be past in China and South Korea. All of Italy, Europe's third-largest economy, is on lockdown. In Germany, Chancellor Angela Merkel said that the focus should be on slowing the virus's spread, as 70% of the population is likely to be infected. That seems irresponsibly alarmist, given that there have been 124,830 cases of coronavirus so far in all of China, which has a population of 1.4 billion. In China, new daily cases have been dropping for several days, but this reversed on Wednesday. The uptick is being attributed to people returning to the country from overseas. Beijing on Wednesday ordered people arriving in the city from any country to go into 14-day quarantine. In Hubei province, the pandemic's epicenter, businesses and transportation services are being allowed gradually to resume. The infection rate in South Korea has slowed in recent days, suggesting possible stabilization there. Our third topic focuses on U.S. financial market reactions to the pandemic. So we are seeing some progress in the areas where the virus had been the worst. But the pandemic of fear continues to spread and intensify. In the financial markets, that's evident in the recent weeks' volatile stock price declines and rapidly widening credit spreads. The S&P 500 is down 19.0% from February 19 through Wednesday's close. The S&P 500 VIX rose on Monday, March 9, to the highest readings since the Great Financial Crisis. It backed off a bit on Tuesday but remained on high alert on Wednesday. It tends to be a good coincident indicator of the high-yield corporate bonds spread, though the former is much more volatile than the latter. The high-yield corporate bond yield soared from a recent low of 5.02% on February 19 to 7.05% on March 10. The plunge in oil prices at the start of the week caused yields on energy-related junk bonds to soar, as they did in 2015. Credit quality spreads also widened dramatically so far this week. Our fourth topic discusses likely U.S. policy responses to the pandemic. The Fed undoubtedly is monitoring tightening credit conditions and likely soon will cut the federal funds rate even closer to zero. The Fed is also likely to resume QE bond purchases. However, with the 10-year U.S. Treasury bond below 1.00%, it's not obvious why bond purchases would help. Last Friday, Boston Fed President Eric Rosengrant suggested that it's time to change the Federal Reserve Act to, quote, allow the central bank to purchase a broader range of securities or assets. End quote. The Fed created all the corporate zombies with ultra-easy monetary policy. Now it has to scramble to keep them from being buried. Rosengrant also called on fiscal policy to do more. The Trump administration is considering tax cuts, which would boost consumers' income, but also bloat the already bloated federal budget deficit. I won't be surprised if President Trump and Fed Chair Jerome Powell agree to implement so-called helicopter money. Fiscal policy would cut taxes, and monetary policy would buy the Treasury bonds issued to finance the fiscal stimulus. However, given that the Fed's bond purchasing might not make any difference with the bond yield already below 1.00%, the Treasury could simply issue bonds at yields below 1.00%. If the yield rises significantly as a result of the larger deficits, then the Fed could start buying bonds. Our fifth topic, available in the print version of this morning briefing, discusses the story behind the recent oil price weakness. That's all for now. Thanks for listening today. Please see the hedge clause on our website www.yourdanny.com. Please let Dr. Ed know if I am doing a better job for you than Siri or Alexa. Have a great day.